We are here at the NACUSO Network Conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida at the Disney Yacht and Beach Club with Mr. Paula Black from On Approach. How are you, Paul?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mike. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well. Thanks for being here. Thanks for carving out a little time for us today.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad we could reconnect. I just realized, though, you cannot surf here.
No, there's no waves.
That. Okay.
No waves. I looked outside the plane window. There are no waves out there.
Yes.
That's okay. I'll be back there in a couple of days, and we'll be all good.
All righty.
But thank you for looking out for me. I appreciate
bet.
That. Hey, you are presenting here this week, and the topic is collaboration is the only way credit unions can compete in the era of big data and analytics. Can you give us a quick kind of summary? What's this all about here?
I just came out of a session on payments, and it's very typical of the problem that we're seeing right now is that predictive analytics, everybody's realizing right now, is the way of the future. That's how Amazon works, right? Mm-hmm. That's how they're able to sort of figure out what to place in front of you at a certain time. And the fintech companies are very focused on that. They want a very powerful UX driven by predictive analytics. Well, the good news is, great news, in fact, is that the industry has the data, but it's not integrated, right? So to do predictive analytics properly, you really need to work with big sets of clean data, right? And I'll talk about on the little data side and on the big data side. On the big data side, not so much an issue, but definitely on the little data side with transactional data and so forth, it's really helpful to have that for predictive models. And so that's what we're doing right now. I think for the industry, the priority is how do we get all this data to come together? How can we use it within the credit union for our own analysis? But then how can we pool it so we can run these models and help everybody get the analytics that they need to engage with the member, make the member experience better? And so if you can make this, if we can put all the data in a place and then invite data scientists and come in and invite the fintech companies and, hey, come up with ideas, help us put apps or tiles into our mobile app, device or banking application, and make a better user experience, right? So I'm actually getting stuff that says, hey, you know what? It looks like you're about to roll out of your auto loan. Are you looking for a car right now? Can I help you? Right? It's specific to that person based on the analytics.
Gotcha. So why is this important now? Is it because everyone else is going that way and credit unions better follow or better even maybe sometimes lead the way or else they're going to get left in the dust? Is that kind of the importance of it right now?
I think the challenge right now is the users have been conditioned. Think about how we shop. We shop on Amazon, right? And interesting side note, I just read in the paper that the retail industry is suffering some of its biggest losses in the last couple of years of stores closing, right? So we've seen stores closing in Minneapolis, Macy's is closing, people are shopping online.
Yeah.
So that's the way they live. Now, if that's how they spend their time shopping, and then they're shopping for financial services, and then the bar just drops way down here, and then you've got people like Simple and Molven coming in saying, hey, we can make this frictionless for you.
Yep.
I think it's competition is going to drive this change. So we could sit around and just kind of watch it happen, or we could actually do something about it. And I think that's what the exciting thing is that there is technology there that can work, but we have to collaborate.
Right. How far away are credit unions from this? Is it happening now,
Started. Yes. I mean, the software is. As a CUSO, we've developed a solution that allows credit unions to pull all the data together internally, but also to collaborate, and not only just on the what they call the little data, but on the big data too. Think about text, videos, images, being able to pull all that into the analytics and look at it all. And also keep that data secure on credit union servers so that it's not going outside the industry.
Right.
So that technology stack exists today.
Okay. Let's switch gears here a little bit and let's talk about your conference coming up, AXFI, coming up in June, is it?
Very excited about that. We're going to be talking about sovereign identity. You don't even know what that word is right now, but it's going to be huge in the future.
You will know.
And I think there's just a big movement right now to protect your data. As an individual, and especially in the banking space, we're going to be talking about really cool ways to use transaction data to figure out who your influential members are in the credit union and how to get them, target them when you want to roll out a new product, right? So these are the types of partners and topics that we're going to be exploring. A lot on predictive analytics, looking at here's some real examples of credit unions using predictive analytics to price better into markets, to engage better with members. So this year we're trying to bring in the innovation side, but also examples of where it's being applied.
Case study.
And that's always been the challenge in the past, but now with a couple of years under our belt, we've actually got credit unions that are doing this. So we're very excited about that. And then we got a really cool TED Talk speaker, very excited about him, Eric Berlow, and then another guy, Emmanuel Stegars, who did a documentary on fintech disruption in Europe, which is actually they're kind of a little ahead of us in terms of the fintech disruption. I think we've been a little protected here with regulation. Europe's less regulated than we are, it appears anyway, and at least on some of the infrastructure side things. And so he's actually bringing their experience, mm-hmm. right? What are they doing there, and sort of how are they engaging with customers, the banking customers? And I actually saw his documentary, and it was very interesting. So very thrilled to have him there.
Very cool. And on the credit union note, I just interviewed Partners Federal Credit Union's John Janclays.
Yes, he's going to be speaking there too.
Yep. I just posted it today. So yeah. If you guys want to go check it out, yeah. It's there. It's a great story.
Great story. As a CEO leading a credit union on an analytics journey. So glad to have him there.
All right. Well, if you guys are interested in this stuff, which you should be, AXFI Conference is the place to go. So sign up. Register right now.
Yeah. Looking forward to you guys being there.